Chicago is offering to meet unvaccinated people where they are, at home. The city will send someone to administer the shot during a house call. And if it's your first dose, they're even offering a $100 gift card. Christina Anderson is Deputy Commissioner at the Chicago Department of Public Health, and she's with us now. Welcome.
Hello.
And Christina, Chicago has a big racial disparity in vaccinations, like probably many cities. The mayor's target, I see, is 77% of the city being vaccinated. But for Black residents, it's just over 50%, and it's just over 60% for Latino residents. So is this at-home vaccine program trying to narrow this gap?
It is. Equity for vaccine coverage has been our goal from the beginning. We knew that access is a big part of that, and that's part of why we opened up the at-home program. It started back in the spring when we were providing shots to individuals who couldn't leave their home because of disability or they were elderly. And then end of June, we opened up the program to anyone who was eligible for the vaccine. And it's been incredibly popular ever since.
So how convenient is this? Is it easy to sign up and find the right place to sign up? Do you need an insurance card?
There's two ways to sign up. You can go to our website, chicago.gov/at-home, or you can call our call center, 312-746-4835. It's a 4-hour window, so it's kind of like, you know, scheduling a service appointment. Our team will show up, they'll register you, give you the shot, and we actually offer an incentive. Folks can get $100 for a completed vaccine series, so it couldn't get more convenient.
I saw that, the $100 Visa gift card, I think, for getting your first vaccine. Is that part of what you think is working? I imagine people might debate, you know, whether it's a good idea, but as far as whether it lures people, it brings them in to get their shot, do you think the money is part of it?
You know, it's really meaningful for a lot of our residents. One of the things about our at-home program, you can invite up to 10 people to your house to get vaccinated at the same time. We see a lot of add-ons, neighbors, other people in the household who are like, you know what, I'll just do this now. And the $100 really helps. You know, walking out the door with a gift card in your pocket is an incentive for sure.
Now, we have heard of a shortage of healthcare workers across the country at hospitals, at clinics. Who is out there delivering these shots for the city of Chicago, and do you have enough?
One of the best parts of our program is it's actually administered by regional healthcare providers. For some people, it's going to be the first time they interact with a healthcare provider in years. And we wanted that to be someone who was from a healthcare institution that individual could feasibly access. The teams that are going out there, they know these neighborhoods. They've served the residents of these neighborhoods for a long time, and so it's very comfortable.
I imagine other cities may be watching to see how this is going. What challenges, anticipated or not, have you come across?
It's a good question. The typical things that are involved with kind of a home-based service. So we get, you know, some folks who don't answer their doorbell or aren't home or, you know, whatever it is, and we reschedule them. One of the things that we're dealing with right now is actually we're booked. And so we're working to expand capacity. Starting the first week of December, we'll make these appointments available on the weekends. And we expect that to be very popular as well.
Christina Anderson is a deputy commissioner at the Chicago Department of Public Health. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.